Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Hello everyone, Grand Prix time, EDP F1 podcast, our preview of the German Grand Prix, which is coming up very soon at Hockenheim. Once again, I'm joined by Kyle Cumbers, Stephen Rust, Dave Tillier and Richard Baxter. Hockenheim this year, was it the Nürburgring last year? I should have checked that first. Yeah, I thought it was. So we're back at Hockenheim. Which do we prefer, Hockenheim or Nürburgring?
Hockenheim.
The old Hockenheim. I'm not too sure now, but the new shortened.
Could you imagine if we, you know, if they raced around the old Hockenheim?
Yeah.
How long a race would take?
Old Hockenheim against old Nürburgring, though.
Oh.
Which one would you choose then?
I've been around the old Nürburgring. Yeah, the old Nürburgring. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to say Nordschleife would be would be the ideal one, but obviously if anyone's...
DT has the official terminology.
I was going to say, pulling out all the words.
well, touring car race there. Is it next year?
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
On the old?
Yeah. On the old, yeah.
What is it? Yeah. I can't pronounce it.
Nordschleife.
Nordschleife.
Yeah, yes.
Or Green Hell, as they like to call it.
Indeed.
Or the toll road is the local.
Yeah.
Not a track.
Must be a high toll on that, I should think. Yeah. Well, we like Hockenheim then. We to a degree. I think we've decided. Mercedes did spoil the party in Austria for Red Bull. I suppose now Mercedes need to do something at their home race, don't they? Which they haven't done before. I did check this out. I did actually did some research. The last time, I would get you to quiz this, but you've read it, I think. The last time Mercedes as a constructor won the German Grand Prix? Anyone?
Fangio. I don't know what year, but...
Is that because you just read it on here?
Well, honestly, then it's about 50s, isn't it?
54.
Oh, all right. 1954, Juan Manuel Fangio at the Nürburgring.
I honestly didn't
or
even read that.
The
Nordschleife.
Would it have been the Nordschleife in 54? Yeah. I would have thought so. Yeah. So there you go. About time they won a German Grand Prix, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, pretty good chance as well, the way they're going.
Favourites? Are they still favourites?
Oh, definitely.
Is anyone catching them up?
Not really, no. I mean, there might be a slightly smaller advantage, but to be honest, I think they're backing off because obviously they've only got a certain amount of gearboxes and engines before you get penalties. And they don't need to be going flat out. I still think they've got at least a second a lap.
Could be quite interesting getting towards the end of the season, couldn't it? If they, I mean, they are a lot fewer engines that they get this year to use.
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
I think it's five, yeah.
I saw a table and I think, yeah, the way they're going through engines, they're not reliable at the moment, Mercedes. They are struggling in that way. So, yeah, unfortunately, that might affect the championship, which won't be great. But
well, it showed how far ahead they were in Canada when Hamilton retired, but when Rosberg's car had the same issue and broke and he managed to still get second and, you know, the other guys behind, you know, was the same pace as him. Mm. I think that's on a struggling engine and you're still ahead.
It is very interesting, actually, isn't it, that the Mercedes have, I don't know if it's fair to say, gone backwards in terms of reliability. They just haven't been able to shake it off, have they? It's just all hung over them all season so far.
Yeah, I think they've, to a certain degree, they've looked fairly solid. But actually, when you sit back and look at it, you think, actually, compared to all the other, at least definitely the major teams out there, they've probably got to be the most unlucky team terms of reliability. Well, actually, if you just said at the start of the season which team would be the most likely, you'd probably say either Mercedes or Ferrari.
Fair enough. Most important weekend for other than Mercedes, or is it the most important weekend for Mercedes?
Vettel.
Yeah. Winner of it last year. Not Hockenheim, obviously, but
this is home Grand Prix, obviously being in Germany, and he needs to beat his teammate for once.
He really does, doesn't he? I mean, yeah. we joke it. I mean, the amount of times we went on about how this guy was so good, He's getting...
He's starting to question it now. It's sort of, he's got a few times, but yeah, it's consistently he's beating him. So, like I said, in his home race, he definitely, yeah, just needs to beat him. Wherever position they come, I think he just needs to beat him.
Mm. What I find amusing is that I remember Red Bull's comments last year when they signed Ricciardo, saying that they expect him by halfway through the season to be challenging Vettel.
Which, I mean, I kind of thought, well, probably not. But he's comfortably ahead of him at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. I think it's actually a big weekend for Ricciardo to extend that sort of dominance over Vettel and continue to prove that he is the real deal, and hopefully show the world that Vettel isn't quite the wonder kid that everyone seems to think he is.
Exciting times. Right, predictions time. Goodness me, I've got a lot to go through, so I'm going to start this now and get it over and done with. For Great Britain, we all predicted, let's go with mine first. I said that Mercedes engine cars would all be on the podium, which was wrong, sadly. Only just, though, only by 0.8 of a second. I said that Hamilton would be on pole, Hamilton would win, Vettel would finish ahead of Ricciardo in the race, that Lotus would get a point. So only the one out of that, pretty dismal, really. Ped said that Hamilton would win, that Williams would be on the podium, that Ricciardo would be ahead of Vettel in qualifying and the race, and that Raikkonen would exit in Q2, which is sadly wrong because he was out in Q1. Sorry, Ped. Kyle, you said that Maldonado and Gutierrez would exit in Q1, which I'm sadly neither of them did. They both got through, which was rather miraculous. Chilton would out-qualify Bianchi, which didn't happen either. Hamilton would be on pole, didn't happen either, but that Hamilton would win and that Button would be in the top eight, so he picked up those. Steve, you said that the Mercedes would be split in qualifying. Well done. Raikkonen would not be in Q3. Now, you see, that's the prediction you should have made, Ed, which was right. And in the race, that Hamilton would have faster aggregate pit stops than Rosberg, which he didn't, even if I did an average. Mm-hmm. So there. And you made me watch out for them and everything. You said there'd be a safety car, which there was just, because it came out just before the red flag. And Rosberg would DNF. Basically, out of I did work it out, you got 4 out of 5 predictions right, so well done, good work. DT, if only you'd have managed that. Here we go. Now, as a DT predicted the whole race finish, which was Hamilton to win, Ricciardo second, and he was third. No, have I got that right? Yeah, he was second. He was third. DT said second, he finished third. Alonso for third, well, he finished sixth. Vettel to be fourth, and he finished fifth. Bottas to be fifth, and he finished second. Hülkenberg to finish sixth, and he was eighth. Massa to finish seventh, and he didn't finish. Raikkonen to finish eighth, and he didn't finish. Perez to finish ninth, he finished 11th. Magnussen to finish 10th, and he finished 7th. Button to be 11th, and he was 4th. Grosjean to finish 12th. Oh. Well done. Sutil to finish 13th. Well done. Maldo 14th, he was 17th. Fern 15th, he was 10th. Gutierrez 16th, he didn't finish. Bianchi 17th, he was 14th. Chilton 19th, he was 16th. Kobayashi 20th, he was 15th. Rosberg to DNF. Well done. Kvyat to not finish, he was 9th. And Ericsson to not finish, which was true. I've given you... I can't remember what have I given you. I gave you 5 out of 22, and I gave you 6 kudos points, because that takes you above everyone else on kudos points, which I think is only fair for that mammoth effort, even though you didn't do that well out of it in the end. But still, it was a joy to work out.
I got the two most important predictions correct, which is obviously the win and the DNF for Rosberg. So.
Yep. Yeah, you don't get anything extra for them, but you did. No, well done.
I'm happy with that.
And Richard, you kept it much more straightforward. Well, a bit more straightforward. Hamilton to win, Button to be in the top 9, I think that is, because it wasn't P9, top 9. Chilton, fastest of the new teams, which wasn't right, sadly. 2 Germans to finish the race. Yeah, it's actually 3. And Vern to out-qualify and out-record, out-race Kvyat, which didn't happen on either counts, I'm afraid.
Disappointing.
So it was a disappointing weekend. And Sam Todd, at SamTodd15, tweeted in with his predictions again. He's getting into the groove here. he tweeted, okay, got some big predictions coming back for this weekend. Need a strong week badly. See, now he's knowing how we feel. Because it's not as easy as it looks. He said, Hamilton pole, Rosberg to win, Hamilton to be P2, Vettel to be on the podium, and two Williams in the top seven, and two safety cars. No rain on any track. No rain for any on-track Formula One session, which would have looked good probably before the weekend, but sadly the rain did come. Keep going, Sam. Keep going. Feel our pain, sharing it, and beat it.
Was it two safety cars?
It was one, wasn't there?
Well, there was one beforehand, wasn't there?
No, technically, they started under the safety car.
So
that's true. Or is that the continuation of the same safety car?
Stewards' decision.
I might give you that one, Sam. I might give you that one. The fact Carl's brought it up to make
judges ruling.
I'll come back to you in a fortnight's time, Sam. But anyway, that extraordinarily good weekend from Steve means you are still top and extending your lead at the top. Richard, you remain second. Carl, you're third. I'm fourth. Ped's fifth. Then it's DT. But that's all quite close, really. There's not a lot in that at all.
So I was behind. Ped was behind me, wasn't he, last week? So
Ped has just about jumped ahead, but that's really the fact that Ped's not here may mean that you can jump back with a good set of predictions, assuming Ped doesn't email them in, which is also possible. So, on that basis, DT, what have you got for us in Germany?
Right. Well, I've got my ridiculous...
Oh, God, what have you got for us for Germany?
No, I've got my ridiculous predictions out of my system, having done the top 10 before and now the whole thing. So I'm going to go back and do it a bit more old school. So I'm going for Hamilton pole and win. Button top 5. Marussia to have one car in the top 13. Alonso to end up on the podium. And all German drivers to end up in the top 7.
Mm. Okay, so all four... do we work it out? There are four German drivers? Four German drivers on the... grid will all finish in the top 7. Good predictions. I like those. Yeah.
Include Sutil.
That's true. Did you think about that?
Technically, I forgot about him.
Right.
Before I wrote those down.
That's a big ask.
So, yeah, I've said it now, so I can't take it back.
No, you can't.
I'm kicking myself. Because I often forget about Sutil.
Not the only one. The only one who remembers is the woman holding half his banana, I think. Was that a euphemism? No. Richard.
Right. I'm going to go for Hamilton to win in Germany on top. Fritz on top again. Rosberg second. And third will be Vettel. And then I'm going to go for it again. I'm going to go Verne to outrace Kvyat. It's going to happen at some point.
Okay. Lovely job.
I'm going to go for that again. And also, I think both Force Indias will finish in the top 7. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good one. I like that. That's a good call. That's a kudos point, I think. That's a big call. Excellent. Happy?
Yeah.
He's happy.
I haven't got any ones.
Go on, Carl. Go, Carl.
I'm going to stick to the... Look at the Germans. So I'm going to go Sutil out in Q1.
Okay, a bit different to DT then.
Yeah. Rosberg pole. In the race, Vettel to be fifth.
Okay, specific.
Rosberg to be second.
Right. I like this. This is like German flavour predictions.
Who else we got? Hülkenberg. Hülkenberg to be sixth.
Yeah.
And Sutil left in the race. I'll leave him out.
Yeah.
And Hamilton to win. Check that in the end.
Okay. Very specific predictions, yep. Kyle. Steve? Or do you want me to go before you?
No, I can go. I don't have any German-themed predictions, but what I've gone for is a Merc 1-2, or Mercedes, as in Formula 1 team, not as in supplied with an engine, like Mercedes, for Saturday and Sunday. And then for the big... three, so Mercedes, Red Bull and Ferrari, I tried to sort of predict which driver would finish in front of each other, or obviously already I've said Hamilton, but so Hamilton in front of Rosberg, Ricciardo in front of Vettel again, and Alonso in front of Raikkonen. Obviously assuming Raikkonen doesn't crash. And because we had on off a fair bit of rain this weekend. I'm going to say no rain in any session, so not FP1, 2 or 3 or qualified or the race at all, so no rain.
So no intermediate or wet tyres in any session used.
And another top 10 finish for both McLaren drivers.
Like it.
And I'll leave it at that.
That's good, that. Okay. Anyone would have thought I was putting this off. I think it will be a Mercedes-engined podium again. I'm going to go for that one again. Three Mercedes-engined cars on the podium. I think there'll be a McLaren on the podium. I think... and I also think... Oh, what do I think? I think that Daniel Ricciardo will outfinish Sebastian Vettel again at his home race. And I also think that there will be a Q1 exit for Gutierrez, and he will also DNF because I think he's screwed at the moment. And I think that's all right, isn't it? I think that's okay. I don't think I'm going to get anything more dramatic than that. That'll do. Everyone happy?
Yep.
Everyone's happy. DT's giving us a thumbs up. Right then. Well, in that case, usual stuff. edp24.co.uk/F1 for the Lotus Caterham, my column, all that sort of gubbins on the website. At edpf1 for the Twitter feed. And I'll give you these guys' Twitter feeds as well. I'm at Michael J. Bailey. Richard?
At Bax_kid.
DT?
At Dave Tillier.
Steve Rust is... Are you thinking any more about Twitter?
No, I think I'm just going to continue not having one as a protest.
Right,
or keeping the theme going where you just skip me and go to the others.
Okay, fair enough. You could do a Rick Mail and set one up and post something to say, I've set this up so no one else sets one up in my name. You never know. And Kyle?
At K-Cumbers.
Lovely job. All right then, well, we're looking forward to Germany. We've only got a couple more races and then I think we're in the mid-season break, so everything. Already. It's crazy, isn't it? It's just flying by. Enjoy Hockenheim. Let's hope it's another cracking race because we've had a few of those this year and it would be good to see another one. We'll see if Mercedes can do something special at their home race. And hopefully Nico Rosberg won't, so we can revel in more Lewis Hamilton magic and see if we can avoid the dramas this race weekend. Okay, thanks for listening. Thank you very much, gentlemen. We'll see you very soon. Bye for now.